Hello there, guys. It's Kev here. Oh, guys, it's so weird, isn't it? And I'm really sad that one of the first consequences of this new world that we live in is that we had to cancel the weekend away. But I want to say thank you so much to all of you for your resilience this week, for your positive attitude, and actually for seeing the importance of prioritizing in this new world, being together and organizing your group to function. So thank you for doing that. And I just wanted to say a couple of things by way of introduction. By the way, I know some of you are visual learners. If you want to know where I am, if it helps you to visualize me, I'm in the cupboard at church where we store all the stuff. And if you think Kev has gone into a state of complete madness with coronavirus, he's hiding in the church cupboard. The reason is because Mark says that I won't get so much of an echo in here, so that's where I am. I'm looking actually at toilet rolls and hand sanitizer and chickpeas, all in abundance. So if you're in need of any of those, get in touch and we'll airdrop some of them in your direction. Just a couple of things about the material that we're going to go through this weekend. So I've tried to add in a few bits at the last minute to engage with the new reality that we're now all living in, but I haven't had much time to do much reflection on that. But that doesn't matter at all because you are all absolutely more than capable of reflecting and applying this teaching into all of our current circumstances. And I take it that means that the group discussions will be as important, more important than ever, as you take these truths and rub them into our lives. And that's linked with the next thing I want to say, which is there are four talks and four readings, and they're long readings. It's me doing all the readings and all the talks, so it's just quite a lot of Kev's voice, I'm afraid. And so I think I would have a limit to how much of my own voice I could listen to in the space of a few short hours. And it's my own voice. We all love our own one, don't we? So I take it you will feel that your tolerance may run out even more quickly. So spread these talks out, decide among yourselves when are you going to listen to them over the case of the weekend. You may not listen to them all today, Saturday. You may listen to one or two tomorrow. We only did two each day at the other weekend away. And obviously then just decide among yourselves how you organise it. And do plan to have fun. We always have organised fun at Euston weekends, so please, please organise some fun for yourselves. And I hope you have a great time, guys. I hope you feel encouraged by the teaching. I hope you feel built up, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.